Thursday brought an unexpected twist in the complicated negotiations on forming a new Czech government. In an attempt to gain the upper hand in a long-running tussle with the right since June's inconclusive general elections, Social Democratic leader Jiří Paroubek pulled the plug on talks with the Civic Democrats and turned to the Christian Democrats as a potential coalition partner. More surprisingly still, the Christian Democrats, known for their anti-communist rhetoric, jumped at the chance of being in government, even if it meant leaning on the communists for support. This unexpected U-turn has left the Prime Minister-designate and his Civic Democrats very much on the defensive. So, almost 3 months after the elections, the Czech Republic has two Prime Ministers, who are now both trying to form a government. Daniela Lazarová has been following developments and joins me in the studio now. Daniela, just 48 hours ago it seemed that the Civic and Social Democrats were close to reaching agreement on a minority Social Democratic government. Now everything's changed. What happened?
Well, and it depends on who you're listening to. According to the outgoing Prime Minister and Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek, it was due to insurmountable differences over the future government's policy program. On the other hand, the Prime Minister-designate Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek claims that the Social Democrats were hungry for power and made outrageous demands on his party, both with respect to the post they wanted and the future government's policy program.
So Mr. Paroubek has turn to the Christian Democrats instead?
That's right, and the speed with which he did so and with which the two leaders reached agreement within 2 hours suggests that this was prepared in advance. In any case, the Christian Democrat leader Miroslav Kalousek himself made an abrupt U-turn in saying that his party would enter into a coalition with the Social Democrats, even if it meant leaning on the communists for support. Now, just a few weeks ago, he was telling voters that this was something his party would never, never do. So he was in a tight spot on Thursday to explain this, and he said he'd made the decision under extreme circumstances. He said, in fact, that he was fighting for the party's very existence because he feared that if the two strongest parties, the Civic and Social Democrats, joined forces, they would amend the election law in a way that would threaten the existence of the smaller parties on the Czech political scene. Basically, Mr. Paroubek has played a very clever power game here, a cat-and-mouse game with the two smaller parties, that is, the Greens and the Christian Democrats. He first prevented them from forming a coalition with the centre-right Civic Democrats and then threatened their very existence by negotiating a change of the election law with the Civic Democrats. So he pretty much has them cornered, although the Greens are refusing to play ball and they have said that they would never support a government tolerated by the communists.
Now, Daniela, a government could win a vote of confidence without the Green Party, though, right?
That's right, and that's why the Civic Democrats have now attempted to rally forces. They've said that they will try to form a caretaker government which would lead the country to early elections. And they have said also that they would not spurn support from the communists. Now, this is rather paradoxical because they say they're forming this government in an attempt to prevent the communists from returning to power. But of course, under the circumstances, they need all the support they can get. I think that the 3 months of talks have shown that although he lost the elections, the Social Democrat leader has had the upper hand in negotiations all along. He's clearly been pulling strings and working on various scenarios, while the Civic Democrats have been more passive, always several steps behind, and they seem to respond to crisis and developments rather than taking the initiative and making things happen.
So where does that leave the Prime Minister-designate, Civic Democratic Party leader Mirek Topolánek? A question for political analyst Petr Just.
Well, first of all, the only Prime Minister who is designated to form a government is Mr. Topolánek. So actually, Mr. Paroubek is acting kind of unconstitutionally or outside of the borders given by the Constitution. Therefore, first, concerning Mr. Topolánek, his chances are decreasing every day as the development, the post-election development continues. He actually has two chances. First, to go to parliament without pre-negotiated support. That's what I would think that he should try, at least. It's kind of a risk, of course, but I think that he has nothing more to lose. His second chance is to give up his attempt to form a government. But as I said, I would repeat that he should try at least to go to parliament.
Petr Just there, commenting on the latest in political developments, and we'll be keeping you informed.